At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome in to our Smart Choice Windows and More Studios. The great Curtis Danberg, Vice President of Communications and Community Impact with the Cleveland Guardians.
Morning, boys.
I finally got it right. Hello, Curtis. Good morning to you. You look sensational, as always.
I appreciate that.
You should. You sound sensational, as always, as well. What's going on with you?
Hey, we're bringing the boys back to town. We got the Marlins in town. So MLB trying to get in there and play some mind games with us. Thinking back to the 90s. We had the Marlins and then the Braves.
Oh, my God.
Back to back.
Oh, come on. It's payback time.
Thanks for
Let's
playing.
Go.
I didn't realize that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 90s. They're coming at us.
Have any throwbacks or something there, or you just kind of move on with your...
We're actually doing 90s fireworks on the 30th when we have the 95 team. Actually, the 29th when we have the 95 celebration.
Well, that's... There's a certain reliever coming back.
It's a big 90s theme in August.
That's
How about
nice.
That?
There's not a certain reliever coming back to throw out a first pitch, right?
That's going
to
happen.
Yeah, he's not going to make it back.
Paul Aussemacher, maybe?
Aussie's coming.
Okay, they see. There he is. Ah, yeah.
Eric Plunk, righty-lefty.
Okay, I saw him on Facebook a few years ago, and I'm like, I can't believe any of you guys would say any of that, because I think he'd give us all wedgies.
Yeah.
He was amazing. I was like, what an Adonis.
Yeah.
He looks nothing like he looked when he pitched.
It's because he doesn't have the glasses.
No, he doesn't have the glasses anymore. But, hey, half game out of the wild card.
One game.
It's one game.
Yeah, Yankees won
they were
last
off
night.
Yesterday. The Yankees won last night. Yeah, because they played the Twins.
I know. I'm looking at the National writers and the Yankees writers. The they're just bashing the Yankees, and they're bringing up the Guardians.
Yeah,
it's incredible how things
Heart
have
charging.
Come full circle. When was that 10-game losing streak? Seems like 5 years ago.
Don't you worry about that.
The game of baseball. Never know.
So what do you got? So
the Marlins are in town for three.
Yeah.
Then the Braves come in, like we said, Friday night is Noche Latina night.
All right.
Hispanic Heritage night. We're going to have a lot of fun. And the ballpark, we have a very cool T-shirt that I brought in for you guys. Giving away fireworks, dollar dogs, $2 beers. Saturday, we're honoring Tom Hamilton.
Wanted to see the bobblehead.
The bobblehead
looks great.
For him going into Cooperstown, we'll have a pregame ceremony, a fireworks Saturday as well. And then Kids Fun Day, of course, on Sunday.
How was the entire ceremonies for Tom?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
I think the word that was used time and time again was magical. And it was. Between Tom and CeCe and... The whole weekend was incredible.
Well, and Tom's speech was just right.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a guy hitting it out of the ballpark? I mean, and nobody, it's not like anybody thought it would be anything other than that. He was perfect.
They had never experienced a raucous crowd at that event. Like talking to Cooperstown people, like they were delayed for the one ovation, like kept going. And everybody's like, oh, we got to get going. We're on a time limit here.
He is, there's always an amount of respect and then getting to know him a little bit and then knowing his son. He is really one of the true success stories of America. I mean, really, when you talk about his humble beginnings, the farm
milking
and everything
cows
like that. Yeah. And I just adore him for there should be an ego there and there isn't. And he's just so remarkable in so many ways, and he's a great representation of your organization. You guys have to be more than proud to say,
oh, unbelievable,
that he's a part of it. For you guys and for this season, you know, what has the roller coaster been like? Because I mean, you go through a 10-game losing streak.
No, it was rough.
And yeah. I still say I've said more mean things about the football team here than the other two combined, but there were some mean things being said. And now you're a game back of the wild card, and it looks like, hey, boy, the schedule is kind of breaking your way. How's that feel like to kind of come out the other end and still be right there in the thick of things?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. And I think, you know, what we endured with the 10-game losing streak and then the drama around the two pitchers and then the black cloud of the trade deadline, like, I think it's galvanized the team. And you're seeing the entire lineup and everybody step up. I mean, this road trip, Quan and Jose had a really, you know, difficult trip, but everybody else stepped up and we go 5-1. So that's a good sign for the team as a whole. And pitching's been fantastic. I mean, Gavin Williams taking that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That almost no-hitter, you know, 8 1/3. So, you know, it's been fun to watch, and we're going to keep riding the wave, and, you know, hopefully some home cooking will keep us rolling.
Hey, what'd you think that that Gavin Day, it's like the debate between the baseball people and kind of the new age fans, whether or not to say it, whether to jinx it. I mean, first of all, I mean, you had to be thinking, are we finally going to see it? Are we finally going to make history here? It's been so long since we've had some kind of magical moment like that, and they were so close. They're so close.
I thought it was going to happen. Like, I really thought it was going to happen because it was a very weird day that day. I had lunch with Len Barker that day, and we talked about it. And he's like, I hope somebody breaks the streak. Like, it's been 44 years. And, like, literally, I was like, and then I'm watching this as, like, unfold. And then Lenny was at the ballpark, and we took a picture. He was at a workout. And we were down showing the game on the Jumbotron with Lenny in the ballpark. And then, you know, it didn't happen. We were ready for the moment.
So, well, do you believe that there can be a jinx from people who are not? I mean, you've spent your entire adult life in baseball and probably a little bit further. Do you believe that there can be a jinx that's put on there? Or
I think I probably lean to the jinx side of things. But
yeah.
I mean, like Hammy's always been steadfast that people can't see. So I have to tell them that it's a no hitter. And, you know, he lives by that kind of prophecy, and it, you know,
people just joining the broadcast out of nowhere. How do you convey that kind of information?
So your son Tyler, he does baseball.
Yes.
He's going to be joining the Ohio State football crew. Congratulations to him. He's a fine young man.
Thank
we
you.
Mean that sincerely, obviously, because he's been very, very nice to Anthony and I, and we like to be nice to those coming up through the business, obviously. But
appreciate that.
Does he believe? Has he ever had the chance?
He hasn't had the chance yet, so I'll have to ask him that question. He hasn't been in that situation yet.
You got a stance on it.
It's hard in the minors. Like, I don't even think, like, there were a couple times they let him, like, go up to, like, the 7th or 8th.
Yeah, because pitch count nowadays.
Yeah, but it really wasn't.
Very rare.
Yeah, that's right, because it was a long time ago back in the day. Like, I can't imagine they get past, what, the 4th or 5th with those guys down
there. Right.
That's about it.
Down. And probably the same thing with Ohio State. They're not going to.
Oh, gosh, no, they're not going to do that. My goodness.
Run those guys into the ground.
Well, then I guess, man, that's tough. He might
age old debate, but it was 44 years. We had the longest drought in baseball.
Wait, have you ever talked to him about it? Like, because he probably hasn't even had to consider it.
I don't.
With the way baseball is played now.
I'm sure thought about it, but I've never had that conversation with him. So I'll have to bring it up.
Tone, what would you do?
I said, I was just telling Ken the next day, like are the Guardians going to win a World Series before they get a no-hitter? I'm like, I'm fine with that. Yeah, absolutely.
And sign me up for that.
Might be something worth putting a wager on, because it just, for whatever happens, we're so snake-bitten for both. Like, one of them's got to happen soon, so let's go. Why not the World Series? We'll take that.
So many good pitchers.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
I'm going to leave you with this, because homestand starts tonight. Miami, then Atlanta, 6 games. Get on over there to the stadium. A lot of fun.
$16 tickets, including the fees, as low as that for this weekend. Oh my goodness, so you're getting price, including the fees, $16.
I'm going with my wife on Friday. Should I or should I not try the 999 challenge? Are you allowed to say that, because your official team, you're an employee, are you allowed to encourage me to try the 999 challenge? You're like, no, I can't do that. We know about the beer snakes and beer pyramids getting knocked down.
No comment.
Okay. I want to ask these two whether or not I should do that, whether or not I should be.
I think it's a bad idea.
Oh, come on. Well,
you think a night out, a date night out with my wife, can't end with her driving me home?
Well.
Is that a problem? I mean, seriously. What's she going to do? She going to leave me?
No. Can't leave like Kenny?
She should. That's what he's thinking. All right, Curtis, thank you very much for the time, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Go Guards.
All the best. Enjoy the rest of us here in this nice family here that we have at Odyssey Cleveland. Yes, and he's shaking the bobblehead. Go get your bobblehead. That's tomorrow night, right?
Saturday.
Saturday is the Tom Hamilton bobblehead. So get on over there and get your chance to go see that on get that on Saturday as well. It's all week long going on with the Guardians.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.